Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
625, Tommy Tucker talking to Neil McCluskey, director of the Center for Educational Freedom, about the announcement made by Jefferson Parish yesterday. And we did announce, we did invite them to come on. They're still looking for a superintendent, so they declined the offer. And keep in mind, they're trying to plan all of this without a superintendent in place. So Jefferson Parish Public School students who prefer not to attend class on campuses, and I would imagine that can be for a multitude of reasons, maybe parents not wanting them to wear a mask if that's what's deemed necessary, will have the option of an all-virtual school this year. Neil McCluskey, director of the Center for Educational Freedom. Neil, let me go with a different couple of questions here, and those are this. Is virtual learning as effective, all virtual learning as effective as in-person learning?
Yeah, that's actually sort of hard to tell because it's sort of unprecedented that we've had a situation where everybody has to do virtual learning. So in the past, the problem has been people self-select into online learning, and often those are kids who have particular problems or, you know, unique situations, kids who are athletes or actors, kids who are being bullied in school. And so we've never really had sort of a representative sample of every child online. What we know for sure is there were many kids around the country who didn't have good internet connections or didn't have an internet connection at all at home, who didn't have a computer that was good enough to do everything they needed, and surely for those kids, online wasn't working. We know that there are definitely a lot of kids who don't like learning at home versus being in school, so presumably it didn't work as well for them. But we've also seen cases of kids who really kind of thrive working from home, doing it online, because they might have been kids who were bullied, they were kids who were too distracted or in classes with distractions, so they couldn't get things done. It's certainly more, it's quicker to learn online because teachers aren't passing back papers, you know, telling kids to stop misbehaving. And so we don't know comprehensively whether this has worked better for most kids or not, but there's certainly reason to believe it hasn't worked that well for many kids, again, those especially with connectivity problems, but there's probably some subset of kids who it worked much better than in-person schooling.
But you think the parents are qualified to make that decision just from an educational standpoint? Because this is my concern. At the end of it, and some people are smarter than others, it's a shame to say that, but they are, will either student, generally speaking, if it's virtual learning or if it's in school, be as equally prepared, presuming they pass all the tests and so forth, to advance to the next grade?
Well, that's another thing.
Obvious a question as it sounds.
Yeah, it's another thing we don't know. We don't have any particularly good data on that from this experience, which is, again, really the first time we've had everybody involved in online learning. And the federal government has required state standardized tests, at least for public school kids, that includes charter school kids, for many years, but those were waived this year because those weren't usually used for diagnosis, just to see how kids were doing. Those were used to decide, well, some schools are good and others need interventions. And rightly, people said it would be unfair to judge a school based on how kids do on standardized tests this year, because the what happens on those tests are going to reflect far more what's going on outside of school than in school because of the pandemic. But that also means we don't have that testing data to say, well, did this have a huge effect, negative or positive, on everyone? So we don't know. But I actually do think parents are pretty good at telling whether or not their kids are engaged and whether or not they seem to be making some progress.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Neil McCluskey, Director of the Center for Educational Freedom. We're going to take a break, come back. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking you, do you think there will be a college football season as it stands now? 100% of you are saying yes. Your options are yes or no. Mine would be, oh, Lord, I certainly hope so. So we'll talk about sports business when we come back here on WWL. Right now, it is time for WWL First News, and for that, we go to Chris Miller.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.